goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. This has to go according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That says before it's mutter. So here also it's mutter. So it's Rashi. Rashi di Rebbe lo mahani le shinui. Because according to Rebbe, there wouldn't be any heter at all. To menesina smayi mechayiv. Because Rebbe says just for putting water into it alone, for that alone yechayiv. So once you're adding water into the keli, avada it's osur. Near it says even gibel is mutter. You're allowed to not only add the water, but even mix it up. That's mutter. So according to Rebbe, there's no tzar heter. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is a tzar heter. The kashrus of Yosef Yehuda himself says you're not allowed to be goyvel. You can't be goyvelit. You're allowed to add the water to the flour, but he holds you're not allowed to mix it up and knead it. And here it says yesh omim, you're allowed to knead it. The teretz is v'hani mili hudu mishani. If you make a shinu, you make some difference. You make a shinu, that's therefore it's mutter. So the morah heichi mishani. What kind of difference do you have to do on Shabbos to make a shinu? Amrel chizda al yad al yad. Just make little at a time. Don't make too much. That's called a shinu. If you make a little bit of it each time separately, and even though you're adding the water to the keli and you're mixing it up, that's mutter. So the Chura Hesber is that this keli, since it's a different type of substance, not mamish flour, it doesn't really cling together. So it's not lash midiraisa. It's only xerim midirabonim. If you make lisha on this keli, it looks like you're making lisha on regular flour. That's why it's osim midirabonim. So since it's only nisim midirabonim, here Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moida. If you make a shinui, you make something different, it's mutter. So therefore, do a little bit at a time, it's mutter by this type of lisha with keli, with this thick type of flour. So the more of a shovin, everybody's both of them are moida, she'boichshen eshashatis b'shabbos. You let them mix up the shastis on Shabbos, that's mutter. Now the shastis, that's what we had, that was Rashi said before, that's the type of a mixture you make from this keli, from this hard type of flour, you make a mixture. See, everybody holds you, let them mix it up on Shabbos. Rashi, shabuchshin, mamish betarvid, dainu goyfun. To make us take a spoon and mix it up on Shabbos, that's mutter. And vayte v'shoysin zeisim amitzri. Everybody holds you, let them drink this drink, zeisim amitzri, on Shabbos. What's the chiddush? So Rashi, the blav refuah nami mashku. Even though most people take it for refuah, so I would think it's also to drink it on Shabbos because we now want to take a refuah on Shabbos. Teretz says other people drink it for health also. The Tanan kol amashkin shayis nadim refuah. Since people drink it not for refuah, even though you're taking it for refuah, still it's mutter. If it's a drink that people take, normal healthy people take it, then you want to take it on Shabbos. So that's the zaytum amitzri. For the Gemara. I vo amrit ein goyvun. How could you say it's mutter? Bishatis, it's mutter. I before we said ein goyvun. So what do you mean? Everybody holds it's mutter. Here we had a machlekes. Some say v'yeshayimrim. Tana rabbanan ein goyvun es akeli. It says you're not allowed to be goyvul. So how could you say here that everybody holds it's mutter? Before we had you're not allowed to. Vo amrit ein goyvun. Gemara lekasha. Ha biyovo ha baraka. It depends what type of a bladder you're making. How thick it is. If you're making it very thick, you have a lot of the flour there, and a little bit water, that it's thick, then taka it's awesome. Because from the rabbonin it looks like lisha, so it's awesome. Hobaraka, if it's very loose, then bechal doesn't look like lisha, doesn't look like kneading, it's very loose, so that's mutter. Since it's only keli, that bechal, it's not real flour, it's harder flour, so here with this type of a velosa raka, it's mutter. See, everybody's masking, you can mix up, and be it's very soft. Trashi bova, if it's a thick substance, ain't goivlin, of a baraka, boichshin, shenzu lisha. There's no lisha bechal, but it's a very soft substance. So the more of a hani mili, even when you're doing it, by soft, hu de mishani, you have to make some type of a shini, some difference on Shabbos. Helchi mishani, what's the difference you're making? Amar Rav Yosef, bechoil, and the wheat say, if the derech is, first you put the vinegar, and then you put this type of a flour into it. So if that's the normal way, is b'Shabbos make a shinui, first put the shtis inside, and then put the vinegar inside on Shabbos. Make this shinui on Shabbos. What's a bit again to this is people want to make the hot cereal on Shabbos. You want to make farina, or make type of cereal for the baby on Shabbos. So the eitzes is to do like we're learning right now. You have to make these shinuyim. That you have to make the shinu, whatever the derech is in the weekday, do the opposite on Shabbos. If in the weekday first you add the milk, and then you put the baby cereal, so on Shabbos do the opposite. First put in the baby cereal, and then put in the milk. And hu adin, you're supposed to make it velosoi rak as much as possible. Like, don't make it too thick, try and make it a little bit loose. And also, when you will soon see the next shinui. When you're mixing it, you're supposed to also mix it with a shinui. Not normal, but go crisscross. We'll soon see the next shinui. So tomorrow, Levi Brei de Rav Huna. Levi, the son of Rav Huna, Bachia, Ashkechei Legavla de Venesia. He found the person that was the gavel means he used to feed his father's animals. And how do you feed the animal? You have to mix the water with the bran. So he met up this person that's feeding his father's animals. The kogovel v'sofle l'tura. He saw him on Shabbos. He was taking this bran and he added the water to it. And he was gavel. He used to mix it up on Shabbos. V'sof, and he fed it to the animals on Shabbos. Is botish bay. So who yelled at him? Tell him stop. It's also to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be goyful on Shabbos. So Osavu, then his father came. Ashkechei, he found him. Omalei. So the son told the father, how come you're letting him do it on Shabbos? Omalei, so he answered back. Hochi yomer avu adimach. This is what your grandfather said. Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav. Umani, who is that? Reb Yirmiyah Baraba. That goyvlin, you are allowed to mix up the food on Shabbos. V'loy masvin. But not allowed to feed it to him. Trashi goivlim heis morsin ayidei shinui. You're allowed to be goivl the morsin. You're allowed to take this bran and add water to it and mix it up on Shabbos, but some type of a shinui. You have to make some difference on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Kenefarish b'yozol. V'hu dekom mishani. You have to make a difference. V'loi masvin leturin. Eimamirin oisin. But not allowed to feed it down his mouth, like to put it so far down, like the Mishnah says, that he can't bring it up. That's awesome. Yeah. So the kid says, his grandfather said, it's mutter to be goivlin on Shabbos. Goivlin, v'loi masvin. Udoloi loket belishne. And let's say he can't, if the animal is so young that he can't lick it up with his own tongue, then malkitin lay. Then you're allowed to put it down his throat. If he can't eat by himself, then you're allowed to feed him. So drashi, loi loket belishne, ego kotin, a small calf. Shabayin loi loimid lechol. He's not rogling eating. Then you're allowed to put the food down his throat. Obzot Gemara, Vahani Mili, Hudu Mishani. This is the Teretz. When are you allowed to be goyvel? When are you allowed to mix it up even on Shabbos? Only with a shinui. It's not that the Mishnah says it's author, that's without the shinui. But with the shinui, it's mutter. So Drashi, Vahani Mili, the Amorin, the mutter, legabol, mursin, that's if you make a shinui. So the Mora Heichi Mishani, what's the shinui? Omer Rav Yemer, Barshalmiya Mishmei De Bayan. Shesi Verev, that means mix it up crisscross. Go across. Then go up and down. And not let it go around the way normally you mix it up, but go shesi there. So the Gemara Aibo Loi Marav Shapir, just doing it that way, I can't mix it up too good though. I have to go around and around, otherwise I can't get a good mixture here. Rav Yehuda, the other answer is, Menaro Lekli. You're not allowed to do it normal, take the spoon and mix it up normally. But the answer is, shake the whole Kli. If you shake the whole Kli, that's also called the Shinui, that's Mutter. So the kids said, these are the three Shinuyim that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do the Shinui, put in the opposite way first, and then mix it up, crisscross, do some type of a shinui when you're mixing it up, and also try and make it as much as possible losa raka. Don't make it too thick, but make it as soft as possible. Right. More kosev about Pinkis say the Ziri. It was written on Ziri's blackboard, his notebook, that Amrisi called him Rebbe. That Ziri once asked his Rebbe Yeshayla, Omani Rebbe Chia. He asked Rebbe Chia Yeshayla, Mahal Legavim. Are you allowed to mix up the mursin on Shabbos? Could you mix it up on Shabbos? So Omar Os, he answered back, no, it's also Mao Lefarik. What about the Mefarik? So Rashi learns Lefarik means to empty it out. So Rashi loses mitoch kli shlefnei behemazu for loses lefnei chaverta. Are you allowed to empty it out from one keli in front of one animal and put it next to the other animal? Omar Mutter, he said, this is Mutter. Omer Rav Menashia, chad kamei chad. You're allowed to put one portion of food in front of one animal. Trei kamei trei. Two portions in front of two animals. This is like a new shayla mishum tircha. Rashi says, chad kamei chadam. Milsa biapanash. This is a new halacha. He, chodem midesh regin losafnei bein lamutu losafnei b'shabis. Chen tarti. But to do more, it's also because you can't be matrich yourself too much on Shabbos. Of a trei shab. Yeah, trey, kame trey is also shapadam, it's also mutter. Has two portions in front of two animals, that's also mutter. Oh, but tlosa, if you want to put three portions, kame trey, in front of two animals, that's also. because he's doing too much tircha. You don't have to feed him so much. And Avada, who Adin Rashi says he can't put two portions in front of one animal. Aber Rabbi Yosef Amar no. Kav v'afilu kabayim. He also knows there's no shear. You could feed the animal as much as you want. And Ulu Amar kur v'afilu kurayim. These are big measurements. As much as you want, you're allowed to feed in front of the animals on Shabbos. Merkosev apin kasei de Levi. It was written on Levi's book. Amriz kami Rebbe. He has to shout in front of his Rebbe. Omani, who was it? Who was his Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al deheve gavlin shetisa b'bovel. He asked the Mishaila, how come in Bovel they were megavel? They used to mix up the shtisa. Used to have this kemach from Keli, this like roasted flour, and they were mixing it up on Shabbos. So yes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, what do you hold? You hold this mutter or not? The Vitzavach Rebbe. His Rebbe was screaming, saying it's awesome, it's awesome. Umani Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al deheve gavlin shtisa. He was screaming, how come people used to mix up this type of flour? For less to shmile, and nobody listened to him. The less chayla b'yodei, and he didn't have enough strength in his hands, l'meiser, he couldn't go and give out a p'sak to a sosa. Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was matarit, like we had shan this b'raisam, yesh oimrim goivlin, and man yesh oimrim, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so since there was a man the yom that said it's mutter, he didn't have enough koyach to answer it. Like we spoke out before, by this type of flour, it's only yistim d'rabbonin. It's not real fine flour, it's only kemach koli. So therefore, it's only a shal in the rabbonin. And there is a man the yom that says it's mutter, he couldn't have enough kerf to put out a nisr. More kosi about pin kefet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was written on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's book. Hai man de bechad b'shabbos. If somebody was born on Sunday, he should know yehei gibur, he's going to be a strong person. He's not going to have one thing. What does it mean one thing is not going to be with him? He's not going to have any good in his life. I was born on Sunday and he's a Talmud Chochem, he had a lot of good. Ela means lav chad levisha. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. If you're born on Sunday, it's very good. V'dimi bar kukuzoso heaven v'chad b'shabbat. We were both born on Sunday. Ano melech, ich bin a melech, the Talmud Chochim is a rush. He was like a melech. For who have a resh ganvi? And he was the leaders of the bandits. So the chorus bad. So you see, for me it was good, for him it was bad. Elo the pshat is like this. Whoever is born on Sunday, ikulu letivui, ikulu levisha. Either be very good or be very bad. Not in between. For the more my time, how come? The Yivru Bei Or B'Choshech. On the first day was created light and darkness. So mainly either you're completely light or completely dark. One of the two. The Marahai Man de Betray B'Shabbos. What about somebody that's born on Monday? Yehei Gibor Ragzin. He'll be a strong person, but a Ragzin will be very angry. He'll have a temper. My time away, Mishum the Ifligo Bay Maya. Because in this day the water was separated. Trashi Kahu Yavdu Mikolodim. He'll be separated from everybody else. So he'll be a strong, but he'll also be a rags and also be anger. Hai man de betlosa b'shavua, someone who's born on Tuesday. Yehe Gibor Oster will be a strong person and a rich person. Vizanoi. He'll have to do with Rashi Noy. He'll have to do with Nus. My time away, Mishum the Ivru Bay Asofim. Because the grasses were created on the third day. Trash Yivru Bei Asovim, Dechsev Tad Shioritz, Vudove Shepora Varova, Miyoid. It gives a very fruitful. On a Mayer Lagadla, it grows very fast. Litzmayach, the Winya Pritzis, that's Ninya from Pritzis. So this person will be strong and rich, but it'll also have a Mida Pritzis. Yeah. Lishnachrin, another Pshat is like Sibli Minehu, the Asov, another state with its own Min. So Melo, they had a lot of, they were Yoinik Zemizeh, they didn't state to their own Min, who are then this person will have Znus. Hayman de Biaboy Bishavlot, someone is born on Wednesday, fourth day. Yehei Gibor Chochim. He'll be strong and a Chochim. Vinor, he'll be light. My time away. Mishum di Itli Bei Moris. As in the fourth day, that's when the Moris, the sun and moon, was put into orbit. So that's a good mazel, that's going to be light. Hayman de Bechamisha Bishavlot, someone is born on Thursday. Yehei Gibor, he'll be very strong. And Goymu Chasodim. Lavimita to be Goymu Chasodim. My timer, Mishum the Ivru Bay Dogim Vyofis. Because Hashem created fish and birds on Thursday. So what's goyim chasodim mean? So Rashi learns shein torchon loichlon el nizunin the chasdish lakadosh baruch hu. They don't have to work for their food. A bird and fish don't work too hard, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives them their food. That's the mid of goyim chasodim. So just like the Eibush gave his midah goyim chasodim on Thursday, whoever is born on Thursday will have this midah to be a goyim chasodim. Haiman the Miley Shabbosam. Someone is born on Erev Shabbos. Ye Gibor, who'll be a strong person, and Chazrun. Chazrun Rashi Machs Racha Mitzvahs. He'll be running after doing mitzvahs. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Chazrun be mitzvahs. He'll be running after mitzvahs. Trashi, Shekain Derech Erev Shabbos. Lachs Racha Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Messias of Shabbos for Friday. Erev Shabbos, you're Matriach, you're always running after doing mitzvahs, preparing for Shabbos. So if you're born on Friday, that's your midah to run after doing mitzvahs. Haiman de Bishabatam. Someone that's born on Shabbos, yehei b'Shabbat yomus, he'll die on Shabbos also. Why? Al b'achilu alavayu yoyim rabba, the Shabbos. Since he was born on Shabbos, he was gerim, there should be a chilu Shabbos, he'll also die on Shabbos. And Omar Rova bar Rav Shelo, ukadisha rabba yiskori, he'll be called the Kaddish rabba. Why? Trashu kadisha rabba yiskori, shei porish v'kodesh, t'yachsi v'kadashayu. Since Shabbos has Kedusha, he'll also be called a Kaddish. Omaluhu Rabbi Chanina Puki, he says, go out. Omru Leila Bar Lavoyi, tell this Bar Lavoyi, Loi Mazel Yoim Gerim. No, a person doesn't go after the Mazel of the day that he's born. El Mazel Shom. But it's totally in the Mazel what hour of the day you were created. That's when your Mazel is totally in. Drashi Mazel Shom. Zayin Mazol is saying there are seven mazels to the cycle of seven mazels. They go over and over again. Hamashamshin et hashoyis, chanak shasam, chama haynu chama mamish, huechem in hamazolus. The sun is one of the mazolus. V'chein levona, the moon. V'ashar heaven kechovim. The other ones are the seven the planets we have. Tomorrow, hayman the bechamo, whoever is born in the mazel of the sun. Yehei gibor, he'll be a strong person. Zuviyosin yehei. He'll be very shiny, like the sun. He'll eat from his own food. He'll drink from his own drinking. Any cigarettes that he have will be uncovered, just like the sun. The sun is always clear. You can see, you can't have any rezuyim. You can't have any private things. Mel, if you want to be a ganef and does things privately, you won't be matliach, because everything will be open. Everybody will see what you're doing. Hai man de bekoichev. Whoever is created in the second mazel, that's called koichev. In English, some say it's the... No, koichev. It's murky. No, I skipped something. Haiman de bekoichev noiga. Whoever is born in the mazel of noiga, some say that's Venus. Yehei giber oser. He'll be a strong person and a very rich person. Vizanoi yehei. But he'll also have the mid of znus. He'll have. Because that's the times when the Nura, the fire was created in. This person will have a Yetz Hara for Tashmish for Znus, so he'll also have this Midah Znus. That's if you're born in the second Mazel of Noiga. Whoever is created in, whoever is born in the Mazel of Koichav, sorry, when something has Mercury. Yehei Gibor, he'll be a strong person. Nohir, lightful. V'chochem, achochem. Why? Mishum the Safra, the Chamhu. That's like the cipher for the sun. That's what Mercury is called. Trashi Mazel Koichev, who cipher Shemazel, Chama. That's the cipher of the Mazel of Chama. Lichtev Derech Iluchay. It writes down how it should go, how the sun should go. Kvoisav Umotzei Eitzlo Tomid. It's always near the sun. So therefore, it's called the Mazel of Koichev. Right, Haiman de Levoina, whoever is created in the moon, it's Mazel, the fourth one. Yehei Gibor Sovel, he'll be a Gibor. Sovel Marin, he'll always take along, bad things will happen to him. Trashi Kalevoina Zu, Shemiz Chavna, Shemiz Navo Veleches. What's the base in? It became smaller. As Lavona got its punishment, it became smaller. So if you're born in this thing, also you'll always have bad things. You'll build, but you break it down. You'll break and build up again. You'll eat food that doesn't belong to you. You'll drink things that doesn't belong to you. And anything that's private, will be kept privately. Why? Because by the moon, you can't see too much in the sun, in the light of the moon. If you'll be a ganef, you know that you'll have a tzlacha. Because in the night time, they can't see what you're doing, you'll have the mazel. Hai man de shapsoi. Whoever's created in shapsoi, the tzaten, yehei giber, he'll be strong, machshavoseho betelen. And is whatever he wants to do will be bottled. And it's the yarm we call the machshon aloi, bottling, fakert. Whatever people want to do, connected him to do bet him, will be bottled. Whoever's creating the mazel tzedek says Jupiter, yehei gibor, he'll be a gibor tzadkin, he'll be a tzadik. Omer Nachum Reb Yitzchok, for tzadkin be mitzvahs, he'll be doing mitzvahs. That's the solution of the tzedek. Hayman de b'madim, whoever is creating the last mazel, seventh one of madim, says it's maz, yehei gibor, he'll be a strong person. Oshedoma, he'll also always be spilling blood. Omer Reb Ashi, e umno, either he'll be a surgeon. E ganver, also be a ganat that sam kills people. E tavcher, also be a shoychit. Oy moil, or also be a moil. These are the four things, people that spill blood. That's if you're born in the mazel of madim. Omer Rabba, ano b'madim havoi. Rabba says, I was created in madim. So Chorov like, that's Makasha. I was born in madim, and I'm not one of these things. I don't spill blood. I'm not a shoych, I'm not a moil. Omer Rabbi, yinein, mar nami onish v'kotom. You also give einshim, you also give punishment, and you also kill people. Trashi, onish, b'nayodim o'ivrim al devor. People don't listen to you, he gives them an einish. So listen, zicha, means that he gives them an einish, or means the Eibusha gives them an einish because they don't listen to him. So since people don't listen to you, they get an einish, so maybe they'll also get kotel because of you. Itma, Rabbi Chanina Oimer, nein, mazel machkim, no, Chanina holds, mazel machkim. There is such a thing as a mazel. A mazel makes you smart. Mazel mashu. If you're born on the right mazel, you become rich. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. There's such an Indian of mazel. Exactly what this means, Chloe, we don't understand it too much. But there's such a thing as mazel as luck. You're born at this time, there's such a mida that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it, there's such a zach of a mazel. Rabbi Yechon Namanein. Ein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel. There's no such thing as luck by Chloe Yisrael. V'yoz the Rabbi Yechon time. Rabbi Yechon goes according to this time. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's no such thing as a mazel to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? So Rashi learns mazel machkim lefi ha mazel hi achochmon. Depends how much mazel you have. That's how much chochmon you have. Because the yomah the bechamin noy vechochim. In the Chlam Yod depends when you're born. Different mazolus. You have different mazel. V'yesh mazel Yisrael shein tiflo utstoka mishane samazel. Shein tfilo utstoka mishane samazel. If you daven and give tzaka, it's not going to be mishane the mazel. That's the pshat for yesh mazel. There's such a thing as mazel. That's what it is. Ein mazel Yisrael zekrashi shayidei tfilo uschus mishtane mazel l'toivah. But he's also masculine. There's such a thing as there is a mazel. If you're born at a certain time, you have a certain mazel. He just holds though that tefillah, if you daven Hashem and you do mitzvah, you could change the mazel. So he also says like that. Now, after the Gemara, there is such a thing as mazel. It just means if you daven this mandiyam holds, either is chus godol, you could be mishtana the mazel. That's how Rabbi Yechonon. That ain't mazel Yisrael means you could change the mazel. And also Rabbi Yechonon time me, the Yom Rabbi Yechonon, minayin shei mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's such a thing as a mazel by Yisrael that he can't change it? Shenemar, koyamar Hashem, el derech hagoyim al tilmudu. Don't learn from them. Or may I say sashemayim al techesu. Like, don't be afraid, don't look after the aces of the shemayim. Ki yechtu hagoyim meheima. Because the goyim will be afraid of them. Tzadik heim yechtu. Only the goyim should be afraid of the mazolis. V'lo Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is not afraid of it. The Yaf Rav Sover ain't mazel Yisrael. The Yom Rav Yudu Yom Rav. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do we know this Yisrael is no mazel by Yisrael? Shenem on the Pasuk says, Vayoytze yoytze yachutza. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu outside. Omer Avram Avinu outside. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bani Shleulam. Then beat the Yerush Yisrael. I have no children. Who's going to yashin me? Omer Aloy Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lav. Kiyim Asher Yetzim Meyechem. So Some has come out of you. Your child will yashin you. Omel afon rebbein shalolam. Nistakalti. V'yistag nini shali. I looked into like my mazel. Shashi chochmas ha-mazolus. I looked into the stars, into the chochma of the mazolus. V'eini ruy elohoylik. And according to my mazel, Avraham Avinu said, I'm not ruy to have any children. V'eini ruy elohoylik then. Omaleh, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, say, go out of mitanignes shaloch. Go out of your mazel. Why? Shein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel Yisrael. So the pshat is that if duch tefilom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mishanerit. See, duch Avraham Avinu's tefilom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishaner his mazel, and now put him into the mazel, he could have children. My daitcho, the koi tzedek marocho. This is l'churu what he answered him back, that this is what Rav was saying. Like, my daitcho, what's your right? There's no mazel, the koi tzedek marocho. Rashi, the koil tzedek means shu mazel shaloch. That was your mazel, marova. Shu moke mitzunim, a cold place. Ve'en roi lohulid. Kach mitzvasi v'shasha ben olevi. That was the pshat. Since when Avraham Avinu was, I'm not sure if he goes back to Avraham Avinu or not. But what? Goes back to Avraham. It's Avraham was born in the mazel of tzedek, and then it was marova. So mele what? He can't have children. The mahadano mukminu lebe mizrochas. So Abraham just said, no, I'll put back the mazel to mizrach. Rashi Mizrocha, Shumokim Chaim, that's a hot place. When you're hot, then you could have children. Finally, that's what the Pasuk says. Miheyu mi Mizra Tzedek Ru L'Ragloi. Yeah. Alright, that's the Pasuk. Alright, let's stop here. Yeah, Kufnun Vov on the base. Just let's come over again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Avraham Avinu. He just says, yeah, my